This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Ever need a little bit of you time, but don't want to be alone? Go over to adammail.com and use our promo code AMPOD to get 25% off your order plus free shipping. Adam Mail's mission is to provide sex-positive information and the best adult toys and videos from around the globe. Type in adammail.com and use our code AMPOD.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 225.
Hi, we're Women Fuck Shit Up DC.
To nail you to the cross, they cross that you're a boss. Cross their fingers for your loss. They don't know whether to gloss or resist with the cross. So you can meet your goal, that's why I keep my left by the jaw. Beyond a pugilist, revolutionist. I don't rock diamond glares, who cares? The mind's luminous. I could outright or outwit your best writer. Nitwits who sneak this, no subscriber. Body roll like the ocean, but not a dick rider. Tie me up, tie me down, I power glide your stern driver. I don't change my stripes, I'm bold, Bengal tiger. Y'all Candy King faking poles like candy stripers. I'm the shit with no diaper. The spook by the door without a ghost writer. Hashtag and quote it, at sign promote it. You sick, okay, let me antidote it. Confucius. Ooh, pardon my amusement. Guess you went to art school, drawing to conclusions. Let me flip the verb so that there is no confusion. Quite a conundrum, somebody call Houston.
The A, the B, the C.
I let go and let God. I let go and let God.
The L, the M, the N, the O,
I let go and let God. They trying to ride my way, sip this lemonade. Nah, bro.
Son, quit blocking my shade.
God, homie, I let go and let God. Yo, three of my friends got married. I missed each wedding and I was too broke to send gifts as my presents. My little cousin graduated, couldn't even go and ask any promoter. I'm late to every single show, baby showers, quinceañeras, bar mitzvahs, Thanksgiving to King Day, even Christmas. The picture perfect perception of imperfected greatness. How much I love God and still dance with Satan. Moms was on stage, pops was in the wings waiting. So my house was full of love, but my home felt vacant. I mean, we had a lot of things. Parts was mad spacious. That's why I'm on my own planet with no spaceship. And I don't explain shit. I know that I don't need to. Half the people don't care. The other half won't believe you. If you lived half my life and double the time, you wouldn't be half the woman I am and half of this rhyme. For the rebuttal is gluttonous who wanna serve me humble pie, I left you half of a bar. You can insert a line here.
The A, the B, the C.
I let go and let God. I let go and let God.
The L, the M, the N, the O,
I let go and let God. They trying to ride my way, sip this lemonade, nah, bro.
Son, quit blocking my shade.
God, homie, I let go and let God. I don't got a big budget in the squad, it's home team. I don't pay to get on stages or kiss ass around the scene. I'm the most talked about, but the most seldom seen. Everybody got an opinion, but nobody asks me. Rumor has it that liquid is imbalanced. In need of ego balance, arrogance is why she's absent. Heard the rhyme, seen a DJ, but tell me where's the talent? Even a trash can gets a salad. Okay, well, Papa used to drink and then he beat my mama. So sometimes I get depressed and drinking seems to solve the problem. Well, it medicates. I often pray but seldom talk to God. I hesitate, should I levitate or face fate? Would've tried committing suicide, but too much pride. You and I know y'all niggas waiting for my demise. Go figure, fuck that, I'ma outlive all you niggas and slam dance on your grave to some 90s jigger. We
If you ain't the pimp, then you the hoe. Ain't what you say, it's what you know. Think fast, we don't talk though. High five for my people standing on your 10 toes. It don't matter which bathroom you choose. The size of your jewels ain't based on the size of your jewels. I just want a bad bitch who got a switch with her, or a real nigga that ain't got no bitch in him. So if you don't know my struggle, don't be speaking on my story. If you ain't bear my cross, don't be taking all my glory. Yeah.
Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of Homo Ground. This episode is spotlighting the upcoming music event in Washington, D.C. called Women Fuck Shit Up Fest. You'll hear more about the fest, the organizers, and the bands performing throughout this episode. The track you just heard at the beginning is called Ill Fated by Liquid, off the album Ella May Flossie, named after a woman who was born in Georgetown, South Carolina in the early 1900s. Around 1932, she journeyed to New York City and opened a pool hall near the Savoy in the heart of Harlem. She was a trained nurse, but also a passionate lover of the arts. She often held prohibition parties with various poets, singers, and dancers from the Harlem Renaissance. Flossie was a keen businesswoman and advocate for the rights of African Americans and children. Unfortunately, her business fell victim to the Harlem riots of 1943. It's believed that angry police officers, whom she refused to bribe, destroyed her pool hall, but it could not be proven and was blamed on an angry mob of protesters. She returned to South Carolina and died in 1968. She had no children and never married, and while she touched many lives, she left very little written accounts or information about her private life. It's almost like she didn't exist, yet her legacy lives on. Liquid's album, named in honor of Ella May Flossie, is an understanding and celebration of home and ancestry, giving its criticism of America's mistreatment of African Americans, Natives, women, poor people, and other marginalized groups. It realizes that the only way to heal these wounds is to reach across cultures and back home. To find out more about Liquid, tap the link in your Acast app or visit our episode notes at homoground.com/episode225. Coming up next is the song Safe Spaces by New York City's Love Child, followed by the song Let It Go by Sheila. And be sure to listen all the way to the end, because I've got a special bonus for those who stick around, and a never-released Before This Moment track off Julia Weldon's upcoming album, Comatose Hope.
And even when we don't roll, you make me wanna be I'm Ashley.
I'm Danny.
I'm Kimmon.
And I'm Kristen. WFSUDC is an extension of the LA-based Women Fuck Shit Up Fest, founded by a group of women in the music industry. Back in November, LA team member Mary Lou Salazar reached out and asked about a potential collab with Crew, Danny and my organization, that throws events for queer women in DC. We eventually ended up talking about bringing Women Fuck Shit Up Fest to the East Coast. From there, I got a group of friends together that ended up being the DC leadership team, and we got to work planning the East Coast Fest.
Was the song Let It Go by Sheila, a band that's based in North Carolina and Northern Virginia. Sheila is not just a band, but a representation of change that the members want to see, not only in themselves, but out in the world. The project started as a weekly Skype sessions between sisters Courtney and Rhea Tucker. They brought in Sha'Air Hawkins and quickly transcended into the now formed Sheila. Head over to homoground.com/episode225 for the episode notes to find out more about Sheila and Love Child, which is the song you heard right before that one called Safe Spaces. Love Child is from New York City and is a 23-year-old singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer who found her alternative R&B sound by bridging her Pittsburgh roots with the New York City music scene. And coming up is The Tulips from Atlanta, Georgia. The band was formed by guitar Gabby with the inspiration to represent Black women in music and anyone that feels left on the outside. They exist to inspire others to step out and pursue their dreams and to pursue music. Here's their song, Your Addictions in This Parallel Life.
Women Fuck Shit Up DC is diverse and radically inclusive. Our lineup is aimed to amplify marginalized voices within our community, namely queer and trans people of color. We chose performers that have something to say, and we're building a platform for everyone to hear them and to listen.
Spelling women with an X is to intentionally promote the idea that women are a separate people capable of living apart from the patriarchal system implied in the words in traditional spelling.
Yeah.
That was the song 45 by More AM Than FM, a fiery rock and roll trio from the DC metro area. Selena, Anjali, and Mel came together from the ashes of previous musical efforts and found their niche amongst the chaos of the rock and roll cosmos. They said their biggest challenge is working on new material via long distance, while their drummer Anjali is away for school in North Carolina. Before that, you heard the song Something to Say by Santa Labrada, a hard rock quartet from Baltimore, Maryland. Formed in 2016, the band consists of Ronnie Alexander on vocals, Kelsey Luz on guitar, Colleen Pelser on bass, and Sharon Santos on drums. The band takes its name from the patron saint of Las Tablas, the region in Panama where Kelsey served in the Peace Corps. Legend has it that Labrada prayed to become unattractive to escape an arranged marriage. She grew a beard and the marriage was called off, and her furious father crucified her. As a result, her fame as a saint rose in the 14th century, but she was decanonized in 1969. Santa Labrada's powerful songs speak to feminist, trans, and queer themes, and also they address love, sex, and the surveillance state. To find out more about Santa Labrada and More AM Than FM, head over homoground.com/episode225.
We are so excited for the fest next week and getting to hear some awesome performers, including DC favorites Boom Scat, The Coolots, More AM Than FM, and Sheila. Plus, we have some kick-ass groups coming in from out of town, including Juxt, Militia Vox, The Tulips, and LA Fest's own Wasi. We hope to see y'all at WFSUDC this Saturday, March 24th at Songbird Music House.
Up next is the song Bargain Shopping by Mitchy, an award-winning international LGBTQ folk artist and entertainer. She most recently opened for Miley Cyrus at the Washington, D.C. Pride Festival. When she's not playing music, she is a community outreach and diversity inclusion activist and helps raise money and awareness for LGBTQ and HIV/AIDS service organizations worldwide. tuning in to another episode of Homo Ground. I've got one more song coming up by Julia Weldon that you've all been waiting to hear. But first, I want to give out some shouts, some thank yous to Ashley, Danny, Kimmen, and Kristen of Women Fuck Shit Up, DC. You heard them throughout the episode telling us a little bit about different aspects of Women Fuck Shit Up. Happening in DC this weekend, March 24th. Find out more information at homoground.com/episode225. Also, thanks to our Patreon supporters, Willard Joyce, Katie Sparrow, Ren Wilder, Catherine the Gay, Ashley Amon, and Michael Bacon. Michael Bacon has an LGBT digital arts and music zine called mixtape.lgbt. And he's still looking for submissions. He's coming up to his deadline. So if you like art and music and you want to write or contribute something, hit him up. Just go to mixtape.lgbt. And that's the website address. If you want to check out our Patreon, head over to homoground.com/Patreon and hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, IRL. In our last episode, we asked our listeners to tell us what pride means to them. And Strawberry Ellen from Twitter said, "To me, pride is being seen and loved for who I am. It reminds me that our community is strong, that we're all here for one another, and that love is possible." That's a great response. It's so full of love and light. And we'll be sending some stickers out to you, so we'll be in touch. And if you want to get some Homo Ground stickers, all you have to do is tweet the name of Julia Weldon's upcoming album. And be sure to mention Homo Ground and Julia Weldon in the tweet so that we know that you did it. On the verge of starting this album, Julia Weldon, a Brooklyn indie folk pop artist, instead found herself waking from a coma after a gender-affirming surgery. A year later, after a fortunate recovery and songs to tell the story, Julia started writing new material, reflecting on mortality and feelings of being both cursed and blessed. Please enjoy the song Kaleidoscope off of Julia Weldon's newest album, Comatose Hope.
Thoughts just fall apart.